This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We knew it was going to happen, and it did. Guess what went up? It is an interest rate hike again. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I am broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the show. So let's jump right into it. What does it mean for you? And first of all, what is the rate hike? It's the third time in a row we've seen this third straight three-quarter point rate hike. Three-quarter point rate hike. So think about this. Do you need a car? Are you looking at home? What about credit cards? And really look at those credit cards, because if you've got money on the credit cards, you're going to feel that, if not immediately, pretty quickly, I would think, you're going to see that number is going to move big time. And if I look at, and I was looking at this today, what would the rising interest rates mean for you and me? Because it is all about that, right? It, to me, the thing that really jumped out is, of course, the mortgage rates, because they're the highest since 2008, and auto loan rates are the highest since 2012. We knew that. Credit card rates at the highest since 1995. And people have debt, and they've got lines of credit, and they've got credit cards. So that's where you're, I think you're really, a lot of people are going to really, really feel it. So you got to minimize, to me, my challenge, I would say to all of us, anybody, is to minimize the bite. The average credit card rate right now is 18.16%. That's up from 16.3 at the start of the year. So already that's up. So you look at that, try to insulate yourself from that however you can. Some people will just try to pay it off, whatever the balance is, or transfer a balance transfer fee, or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. What would the penalties be? What's the strategy? And of course, this again is probably the payoff thing. I believe that there's balance, and you have to have some liquidity, right? What happens when you need the do-re-mi, but you, paid everything off, and then other things and other circumstances in your life flip in different directions. So something to look at for sure. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.2% in the week ending September 15th. So that's up slightly from the week before. This is numbers from Freddie Mac. It's more than double what it was in mid-September of last year. Oh, my gosh. Mid-September of last year, if you were getting a house, even if you were paying more than you really wanted to pay for it, 2.86%. Wow. So, you know what? If you're close to buying a home, refinancing, what are you going to do? You got to lock in the lowest fixed rate as soon as you can, and it's tough. I think people that rushed into buying a house, or even people that wanted to buy a car, are backing off of some of that. I think that people are thinking, I'm going to just do some home improvement stuff and stay where I am, depending on their circumstance, right? I mean, so that's the scoop. Now, there are other possible effects, depending on what you own or have, or, you know, whatever. I still say the credit card thing is the common denominator, because people have credit cards, whether you have a lot of money, don't have a lot of money, whatever. Usually people carry at least one or two, and sometimes much, much more than that. So there you go. That's the big story. That's what everybody's talking about, I think, for sure. And we knew it was happening, but it happened, and now it's the tsunami of what comes next. All right, speaking of a tsunami, we knew Hurricane Fiona, which is supposed to, by the end of the week, kind of skirt Bermuda as a Cat 4. Yikes. But there is another storm that could be a monster hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. It's not for sure. It's hovering around the Caribbean, but there's a 70% chance it becomes a tropical depression within the next 48 hours, then a 90% chance of development within the next 5 days. It's up for debate as to where it's going to land. In some models, the way that it looks, it could end up in the panhandle of Florida by September 30th. But that's one model. That's the American model. The European model has it hitting the southern section of Florida a day earlier, but as a smaller, much smaller, nearly as intense storm. So if it goes into the Gulf, the water's warm, the atmosphere is conducive for big-time development, if that happens. It's not a given that it's going to happen. This is the watch stage. This is watching what's happening. I mean, look, the Atlantic hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. So no matter what, if you're in Florida, Caribbean, other states listening to me, a lot of you along the Gulf Coast, you got to pay attention. We're keeping you up to date and watch what the National Hurricane Center is saying once the storm is strong enough to be named, because then we'll have an idea, a better idea of what could you know, what could possibly happen. There's always plenty of speculation, and for sure it could veer off in a different direction. I mean, we've seen that happen before, so this is what I call, again, the watch stage, just being aware of it and knowing what it possibly could do. All right, how about this? This is an interesting follow-up, and I'm jamming some of this in here for you at the top. We have a great show for you. Some incredible people I've met in the last year we'll be talking to. You know, I'm so partial to people who are authors and take that leap and tell their story or tell us a story. So that's coming up. But embattled basketball team owner Robert Sarver, who was suspended after that independent investigation found that he engaged in hostile, racially insensitive, and inappropriate behavior, announced on Wednesday he's going to sell the Phoenix Suns and the WNBA's Mercury. So the NBA suspended him for a year, fined him $10 million as a result of the investigation, and he talked about, you know, that it's overshadowing the two decades of building the organizations that brought people together. So I guess he decided that he would focus on something, you know, he's going to focus in a different direction. And because of, like he said, because of the unforgiving climate, it's become painfully clear that it's not possible to do what I thought I could do, that whatever good I've done or could still do is being outweighed by things I've said in the past. For those reasons, he said he's beginning the process of seeking the buyers, and he's going to dump the teams. He's dumping the Suns, like I said, and dumping the Mercury as well, because there's all these complaints, all these things that are starting to even come out as a result of what the NBA just announced and what they found that was intolerable from his behavior. So he's, like you said, he knows that this is the best move. It'll be interesting to see who tries to snap up the teams. I mean, because there's definitely some value there, and I think there will be a few buyers that will jump into the fray and try to make it happen. It could be a syndicate where, you know, you have a couple of different people that are investors in it. I'm not sure. All right, I got to mention this. The $1.34 billion Mega Million prize, you know, 8 weeks ago, everybody thought, woohoo, I'm going to win. Well, none of us won, but two people did win. They bought a ticket at a Speedway gas station outside of Chicago, and they've come forward. They were allowed to be anonymous. They'll get $780.5 million. What would you do with that money? Meet you on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Alright, it didn't take long. We didn't have to dig very hard to get all your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. You know it, 24/7. That's how you can get to me. And the window is always, always open. So I'm not surprised. We have lots of people listening to us in a couple of different areas in Florida. In fact, all over Florida. And especially in the Panhandle and also in South Florida and some of the areas that will be affected, we believe, by Ian anyway. So I got this one from Joe, who says, "Hey, Kate, I love the show. I listen to it all the time. I know that you've been to Tallahassee. You talk about Tallahassee. So welcome to a wonderful place to live. You picked a wild time to be here, unfortunately, because of what's going on with Ian. And now we keep hearing it may move further north, but this is what you live with, gal, when you live here." So my question to you is, do you feel like the people around you have been pretty helpful when it comes to getting prepared for a hurricane? I've lived in Florida for the past 10 years since I went to since I went to school here. I just fell in love with it, and I find that the people really adopt you as their own. I do feel the same way. Yes, absolutely. You know, from the second I walked into the neighborhood, I felt that way. But knowing that, yeah, we're new here, and do we know, you know, what do you put in the hurricane kit? And listen, I've been through tornadoes and earthquakes and a hurricane a long, long, long time ago. But yeah, somebody, a neighbor today, gave me like a walkthrough of things to think about. So here's like a tip. You get these wind gusts, or the wind and the rain and, you know, the storm surge, which is the concern. I'm a little further inland, though. I'm not like right on the beach, right on the water. And one of the things he said to me is, hey, you know, hoses, undo the hoses and put them in the garage, because it's like a weapon. Because it'll just start to fly, and it just hits things all over the place. So you're looking for things that could become flying objects. And that was a good tip, because I didn't think about it. Even putting trash cans, you know, they have the big, some of you understand this, because you've got the big plastic trash that you put out, you know, the trash cans, if you will. And he said the same thing. You can't, don't put them on the side of the house, put them in the garage. So yes, absolutely, 100%. People have been wonderful, and they're looking at it, and you know, you do get hurricane weary. I think even sometimes people, when they get too many tornado watches, do the same thing. As I lived in Tornado Alley, so I saw some of that too. All right, I got another one along those lines, and this one was from Dan, who says, Kate, my mother lives in Fort Myers, and we are up a little bit further than that, closer to the panhandle, and we got her out of there because that's kind of in that cone of uncertainty. You know, you get so much hurricane coverage, and it's so, so slow waiting for hurricanes. At least you have time to prepare, but then it's like this anticipation of what's the worst that can happen here. But with all the counties being in the state of emergency in the state of Florida, which I think is a smart thing for DeSantis to do, and of course you have the National Guard at the ready, and you've got power trucks, which is normal, as people know, lined up and ready to roll. I think this was really, really, really a smart thing to do. You just get in front of it as much as possible. Absolutely. And you're right about the power trucks. People know this in other areas, because when you know the power is going to go down, people will come from other places to pitch in and be part of that, because you just can't get the power up fast enough because you lose too much power. In my neighborhood, the last time they had a hurricane, a tropical storm a couple of years ago, they lost power for a week. So that's where it can get really hairy, right? Because maybe you've got debris and you're dealing with that, and you dodged some of the worst that maybe other people had happen, but now you have this situation where you have high humidity and power. You need power, especially with so many people working from home. They're not going off to an office somewhere. That's where the office would help, right? Hey, and go to the office and get cool and just work from there, because hopefully they have power, but if they don't have power, then we're all in trouble. All right, this one is from Stryker, and Stryker says, Kate, how cool was it that NASA, and I know you know this, the DART hit an asteroid in a test to see if we could stop an asteroid. It was like a movie that it just slammed into this asteroid at hypersonic speed. I think it is so incredibly cool. And so, you know what, like we saw in the movies with probably three or four, Armageddon's one of them, three or four different types of scripts that actually were made into motion pictures about this very thing, this is something that I believe is a concern, or why would they have that kind of a test? You know what, ding, 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 100 points for you. I thought it was really, really cool too. And you can go and see it. They had a live DART cam, and you could see where that, what happened. The whole idea of the first planetary defense test. So the DART's cameras, cube shaped impactor vehicle, I guess. It's not very big. It's like smaller than a vending machine, with two rectangular solar arrays, and it streaked into this asteroid about the size of a football stadium. And That's like 6.8 million miles from Earth. Isn't that mind-boggling? It took 7 years to develop this. And the whole idea is exactly that, is that is a spacecraft capable of changing the trajectory of an asteroid through sheer kinetic force, nudging it off course to keep it out of Earth's harm, out of harm's way. Did it succeed? They got to test it. They have to look at what happened. They're going to look at the observations of the asteroid next month. But it certainly was an outcome that they were hoping for. They made the impact. They hit the bullseye. Now what does this tell us and what does this show us? And you got to love that whole idea that, couldn't it be problematic if we had a meteor that was too big that could clobber us? And then, you know, how do we stop it? What do we do to stop it? All right, how about this one from, this is our final one. This one is from Hal. Hi, Kate. My wife and I were going to get a house in Phoenix. You talk about Arizona, liking it all the time. In fact, a lot of the places that you've lived, I think, are those desirable areas in the Sun Belt. And when the pandemic happened, the homes in those areas, a lot of them really boomed. And I guess because of the interest rates, people are backing out of a lot of contracts. I have friends in the business in Phoenix and friends in the business in Texas and even in Vegas. And the housing market, as you've talked about, has really, really slowed down. I guess the good news is in a few years, some of the places that were desirable that people want to live in will still be desirable, but maybe you can get a much better deal than what you currently are getting. Yeah, you know, what goes up must come down. The pandemic boom towns, they call them. So, you know, more than 15% of the homes were in cities in the Sun Belt. They were under contract in August. A lot of them fell through. A lot of deals just dropped apart. It just a year ago, 12% of home buyers were backing out of deals, and now it's up over 15, 16%. Because that happens. Something comes up, something happens with price, something happens with inspection or, you know, whatever it is. But a slowing housing market allows the people who are buying to renege because they don't need to waive some of the contract contingencies to compete. Like before, you were competing with, hey, that guy has a bag of cash. They're willing to pay you X amount up front, or, you know, people really outbid for certain homes. And I guess now that is really, really, really turned around. And we're not surprised by that. And, of course, the reason is because of the interest rates and how much more people would pay. All right, I said it at the top. I'll say it again. If you want to reach us, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. He was on The Bachelorette. He has a million-dollar smile, and he's going to tell you how you can get that same smile next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. The average American family has lost $7,200 in household income under President Biden, according to data compiled by the Heritage Foundation. In addition, individual Americans are $4,200 poorer. The tightening monetary policy by the Federal Reserve and increased borrowing costs on mortgages, vehicle loans, and credit cards have reduced the average American's purchasing power by another $1,200 per year. Hurricane Ian remains a Category 3 hurricane, according to the 11 p.m. National Hurricane Center's latest advisory on Tuesday night. Hurricane Ian made landfall in western Cuba early Tuesday as a powerful Category 3 storm. Ian's maximum sustained winds are 120 miles per hour and is expected to strengthen throughout Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Bachelorette, what a smile, million-dollar smile. He's honest, and he has a great message, and it's funny. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about lately because of people putting off taking care of their teeth. So in our virtual green room, Dr. Chris Strandberg, he's certainly a renowned dentist and a former contestant on The Bachelorette. If you remember season 11, I will never forget that smile. So, Doc, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So are you concerned that coming out of the pandemic, there were so many people that didn't go to dentists or they were afraid to go anywhere? So I think people put off some dental care.
People did put off dental care. And I've had a lot of patients that, you know, I haven't seen them in a while and they're finally back. They're like, all right, look, I know oral care is important. I want to be more proactive and preventative with my health. So let's go. Like, tell me everything I need to do to be as healthy as possible. And they're coming in and they're taking my recommendations. So for me as a dentist, it's awesome to see people taking advice and just taking charge of their oral health.
Yeah. And you partnered with Waterpik, and people talk about Waterpik as being phenomenal as far as getting into those spaces that you can't normally get into no matter how great of a brusher you are.
Oh man, it's awesome. I love Waterpik. I love the water flossing products that they have. And you got it. Like, string flossing is very difficult. It's very technique sensitive. a lot of times you're leaving stuff behind and you don't even realize it. So if you add water flossing, it's a high-pressure jet stream of water, and it pulses, and it pushes out debris and plaque and stuff stuck between your teeth, especially in the back where it's hard to get your fingers with string floss. It's easy to reach back there and just clean below the gum line. So when I recommend it to my patients, a lot of times, like, all right, here's a challenge. Add this to your routine and let's see what happens. And when they come back for their next cleaning, I'm like, this is incredible. Like, this isn't even the same patient now. You just transformed it. And it really is about just adding that in daily. It's those little daily habits that build up a lot over the course of, you know, 6 months, a year, and it transforms your health. It minimizes bleeding of the gums, and it just maximizes your oral health.
Yeah. And going back to what we first started talking about and why that's so important, what are some of the trends that you've seen with your patients' oral care lately?
Yeah, I think people have really understood that inflammation is bad. And one of the primary sources of inflammation actually comes from the gums and the mouth. And that inflammation, even though it's there, a lot of times you don't feel it. So you have to be proactive and preventative. And people are saying, okay, inflammation, this is, my mouth is still part of my body. So I want to minimize inflammation in any way I can. It's actually pretty easy. It's really about following the basics and using every tool at your disposal to keep your oral health in check. So in addition to going to the dental office frequently, add in water flossing, and you also want to minimize snacking, because snacking promotes growth of bad bacteria. In fact, frequent snacking, especially in starchy foods, promotes cavity formation. So if you minimize kind of snacking throughout the day, you add your Waterpik water flosser, you're really going to maximize your oral health day in and day out.
Yeah. So Waterpik is it. Are there other things that you would suggest to help us get that perfect score when we go to the dentist?
Yeah, I would say actually just have fun. Like, get one of these water flossers. One of my favorites is the Waterpik Aquarius. It's sort of the maximum performance water flosser. And play around with it. So brush twice a day and floss. But then when you add in that water flosser, see how much other stuff comes out. And you'll see, you'll get used to adding in that water flosser and feeling like another level of clean. And that's what I want people to really understand and get used to, is you really can tell a difference. Using the Aquarius on a daily basis, it also helps to minimize just that plaque buildup. It's 99.9% effective at removing plaque. And you'll notice that makes a difference in your smile, because plaque that collects on teeth that's left behind after brushing, that's what turns yellow a lot of the time. So a lot of times yellow teeth comes from just those surface stains, because you're not getting as thorough of a clean with your normal tools. But adding in a water flosser, especially let's say that you drink wine and it stains your teeth, get in there with a water flosser and it'll just brighten it right back up.
Ooh, that's great advice. You hit my hot spot for sure. So, and I think a lot of people that are listening too, and coffee would be another one of those.
Exactly. Like, have your morning coffee and then get in there with the water flosser and you won't see the stain show up.
I love it. All right, Dr. Chris, where can we go for more information?
So Waterpik has a number of awesome products, and you can check them all out, including the Aquarius, at waterpik.com.
All right, Dr. Chris Strandberg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love that, the whole idea of the yellow teeth thing. And if you're a coffee drinker, guilty. And if you're a red wine drinker, occasionally, that would be me. And sometimes that happens. Although lately it's beer, B-E-E-R for me, here and there. Cold glass, a couple of olives in it, takes every edge off you can imagine. So there was a Boston firm that analyzes potential catastrophic damage when it comes to hurricanes, and they found that the region that could suffer $175 billion in damage from the storm the size of Hurricane Katrina, remember how awful that was? I've mentioned it a bunch lately. The World Bank study, that's what it was called, said Tampa Bay, which is home to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and a bunch of other beach towns and low-lying communities, is one of the 10 most at-risk metropolitan areas on the globe. And some of the data showed that the Tampa Bay area has experienced sea level rise in the last couple of generations, and they've been measuring it since, I don't know, let's say what you, I do know, 1947. And St. Petersburg is a good example. They've shown a rise of 9 inches since they started to record that. So, you know, what does that, all that mean? What it means is when you look at these storms and you talk about storm surge and what could possibly happen and the structures and making those kinds of decisions, that's where the reality hits. For example, Pinellas County is bordered on three sides by water, and it's home to fragile barrier islands, which, by the way, are closed starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Only people that live there and can prove they live there, they have a special pass, and they can, or they show a driver's license that proves that they live there. They're the only ones that can get in because of now the strong winds and the storm surges that are ahead. So if a forceful hurricane like Ian, if it becomes that, were to push into Tampa Bay, the winds and the surge could just devastate downtown Tampa and surrounding neighborhoods because there is no place for all the water to go, right? And the other part of this is the massive power outages and overwhelming the water systems and the dangerous flooding, and that's the worst case scenario. And they're not, in telling people, warning people, like you heard at the top of the show, if you were clicked into us, DeSantis, the governor, what he had to say, they're just telling people to pay attention, to not blow it off, right? If it's 6, 8, 10 feet of water, what does that happen? You know, what happens there? Of course, that could push houses off their foundation. And then you've got debris and damages, and roads could be washed out, and bridges could be impacted. And most high-rise buildings, their electrical equipment, elevators shut down on the ground floor, and that could all be, you know, washed away. But, you know, this is the scary part. It doesn't mean that's exactly what's going to happen. It just means that these are some of the possibilities, which is why this storm has people on edge and does remind me a lot of some of the conversations that people weren't paying attention to so much about Katrina and what Katrina could ultimately bring. All right, we do have a man cave coming up in our next hour, but I want to throw a couple of things in. You know, baseball is all about records, and some of them are not always the pleasant, great records, like Albert Pujols sitting over 700 home runs in his career and joining an exclusive club of just four. How about the Nationals? They hit 100 losses. 100 losses. An 8-0 beatdown from the Braves gave them that distinction. That is an awful season. I mean, it's pretty easy to get tickets to the Nationals, though. That was good news for some people. It's I love what the manager, Dave Martinez, said of reaching 100 losses. It sucks. We all know it sucks, right? But we got to remember what we're trying to do here. It's going to be a process. Oh, he could be a good politician. It's a process. So moving forward, hopefully this will be the last year we lose 100 games and we get better. Oh, that's awful. The absolute dregs of the baseball playing world. And of course, we're pulling for Miles Garrett. He's hospitalized after his car flipped. The injuries weren't life threatening. You think of what an incredible player he is. You know, the Browns defensive end had to be taken to a hospital. And again, not life threatening. But the car flipped. It was a single car crash on Monday afternoon. There's also a female passenger. Same thing, not life-threatening. And no impairment, really, from alcohol or drugs suspected from this. But it was just he's driving his Porsche, and he was damaged in this rollover incident. And it would be pretty scary if you saw what I saw, and you can look it up and seeing what his car looks like. He's pretty lucky to have gotten away and walked away with what he did have happen. Stay with us.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're here with Jason Reed. His book is incredible, Rising Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. I'm a big fan of his. When I started my career just outside of L.A., I read his stuff on the Dodgers at the Los Angeles Times, and then when he was with the Washington Post, he covered the then Redskins, which are now the Commanders, and you can catch his stuff on ESPN Now. He's the senior NFL writer and Scape, and of course he's been with ESPN, and you see him all over the place, and this book is really incredible. I read it from cover to cover. I learned some things I didn't know, and you're going to learn some amazing things too. So Jason, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott, there's a slew of quarterbacks. I'm from Philly, so I can't help it. I'm high on Jalen Hurts. I mean, I know it's really at the beginning of his career, so to speak, with the pros, but we saw what he did in college. It's a different story with the black quarterbacks now. Do you think they're getting, the black quarterbacks are getting the recognition they deserve?
Yeah, you know, I like to tell people now that there has never been a better time to be a black man who plays quarterback or aspires to play quarterback in the NFL. These guys are beloved by fans. They have the biggest contracts. Their platforms are enormous because of their success. And, you know, this has really been a journey more than 100 years in the making, because black quarterbacks or black men who aspire to play quarterback in professional sports most successful league and professional sports, you know, most powerful powerful league, were largely prohibited from doing it for most of the league's history. It really is a recent development, and by recent, I mean the mid to late 80s was when we really start to see black quarterbacks becoming, okay, a part of the game, not considered an oddity or an outlier, that they really were, okay, people who were in the fabric of the NFL. So, yeah, a lot has changed, and we're at a point right now where, you know, in another 5 to 10 years, it would not be shocking if you saw as many as 12 to 16 superstar black quarterbacks. And by that, I mean, when you look at the college game now, you look at the traditional college powers, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the USCs, all led by star black quarterbacks. You know, I'm a sports writer, and when I started my career, I was covering high school recruiting, and you would go to these elite high school recruiting camps for the quarterbacks, and you'd never see black faces. Now, there are superstar 4- and 5-star recruits who are black quarterbacks all over the place. So we are in the era of the black quarterback now, and the pipeline from youth football to high school football to college football, it's just going to continue to flow to the NFL. And, you know, it really is something that when you talk about the evolution of the country, you know, in terms of many issues, you can see it in the NFL with the rise of the black quarterback.
And this is an obvious question, but why did it take so long for black quarterbacks to be accepted?
You know, I've talked so much about this in my discussions about the book, and I try not to oversimplify it, but it really just comes down to racism. I mean, black men in the NFL, not just in the NFL, I mean in America, were not considered to be smart enough, leaders, people who could inspire others. And by others, I mean other, you know, white people. So, you know, if you look at that, if that's the way black men were looked at in society, clearly sports are just a, you know, microcosm of society. So that's the way they were going to be looked at in the NFL. And for decades, black players were not allowed to play the so-called thinking man's positions, center on the offensive line, because the center has to make line adjustments, middle linebacker on the defense, middle linebacker is a quarterback of the defense, or safety. The safety is a quarterback of the secondary. So if black players were not allowed to play those positions, clearly they wouldn't be allowed to play the ultimate thinking man's position, which is quarterback. So, you know, it really wasn't until these owners started to see that, okay, well, the game has gotten so big now that quarterback is truly the most important position. You can't overlook anyone at that position if you want to try to win. And it was really a matter of self-preservation for general managers and coaches, because once the game exploded, and you know, when we get, you know, people forget that Major League Baseball really dwarfed the NFL for much of the previous century. But once you start getting into the 80s and the Super Bowl became this thing that occupied like all of America and the pageantry around it and the spectacle around it and these teams like, you know, the Bears and the 49ers and the Giants, like once the NFL going into the 80s really started to overtake Major League Baseball, and the money got so big, these general managers and owners could not afford to just say, well, we're not going to take this quarterback because he's black. Because if you pass over somebody who can help you win and you lose your job, you're going to be like, I wish we'd have looked at that guy. So that's really the change that occurred.
Yeah. We're speaking with Jason Reed, and the book is Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. I think that is such a big part of the title of this book. If you would, because we want people to go and get it, let's whet their appetite a little bit. Tell us a couple stories in the book.
You know, one story, a great one, is about Warren Moon, the only black quarterback enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, I suspect that's going to change in the years to come, but right now he's the only one in the Hall of Fame. And you know, Warren Moon, he wasn't drafted into the NFL. When he came out of, and it's so crazy when you think about it now, he was the what is now the Pacific 12 Conference. Back then it was called the Pac-8 Conference. He was the Pac-8 Conference co-player of the year, and he helped Washington win the Rose Bowl, the University of Washington, and he doesn't get drafted. I mean, that would never happen out of a major conference today, but he has to go to Canada, continue his career, goes to Canada, lights it up, wins championships, sets records passing. The then Houston Oilers, win a bidding war to get Warren to come down from Canada. And after, you know, a transition period, he had a rough, first year, in making that transition, but after that transition, he lights it up. He becomes a perennial Pro Bowler. He sets, records. He gets into the Hall of Fame, and it's just so interesting how history might have been different, because the Dallas Cowboys, the elite scout of the Dallas Cowboys in their draft meeting, that 1978 draft, said, hey, this guy is a guy we should draft. But black men were not being drafted to play quarterback in the NFL in the late 60s and even to the late 70s. So, or at least not in high numbers in the late 70s. And Warren Moon got passed over. How might history have been different if Warren Moon had gone to Dallas and was a quarterback after Roger Staubach instead of Danny White? I mean, Dallas fans may want to think about that. Another story I would say, contemporary one, Patrick Mahomes. Just the clout he wields and how he uses his power to push the NFL to do things that he thinks it needs to do in terms of social justice issues. He's very big in voting rights. And, I was thinking about the fact that, so many quarterbacks, he stands on the shoulders of so many quarterbacks before him who did not have the power to affect change. And the fact that he does, and the fact that he uses that power without, concern about what it might do to his brand and people who might get upset about it, it says a lot about the rise of the black quarterback.
Yeah. And now finally moving from quarterback to, we see what's happening in the NFL, coaches underrepresentation, obviously same thing in the GM ranks and front office ranks. And we see the Brian Flores lawsuit. What do you think it'll take for that to change?
Well, I think people are just going to have to keep pushing. People internally in the NFL who believe that diversity and inclusion are good things from a business standpoint, those people have to keep pushing. Civil rights advocates on the externally, they have to keep pushing. Because, clearly the hiring front is the next big front. It used to be that the biggest frontier in the NFL for black men was quarterback, getting to play the quarterback position. Now the frontier that has to be conquered and tamed, so to speak, is hiring at the executive level, in football operations and business operations, and on-field hiring with coaching in terms of head coaches. So I think that, what we need to see is what we're seeing right now, but just in an ongoing basis, people continuing to push because this is the right thing to do.
Yeah. For you, last question, what was it like writing this book? Because I've said I'm a big fan. I've followed your career. You get sports. You've covered it for sports for a long time. I can imagine 70, 75 interviews, lots of conversations. So it might have been quite an undertaking. Was it fun?
It was fun. It's so funny you mentioned the number. It was over 70 interviews, and it was done over about an 18-month period, researching, reporting, writing. I've been a sports writer my whole career, a beat writer and a columnist, and I always wanted to write a book, but from a timing standpoint, then life gets in the way, you get married, you have kids and a lot of things. But bottom line was, this is a book I had a lot of passion about. I was given time to write it, to report it and to write it in a way that I felt would do the subject matter justice. And I'm very proud of it. And I hope people will come to the book with an open mind and leave with maybe a new perspective on something that they thought they knew everything that there was to know about it.
Well said. Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. Jason Reed, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books.
Feel Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.